Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Funny the way that I feel now. Can't keep my feet on the ground. Everything seems unreal now when you're not around. Daydream, why do you haunt me so? Of my love, you show. Daydream, I walk along on air, building a castle there for me and my love to share. I find that he is daydreaming just like me.
From the 17-year-old drama major and jazz singer phenom at LaGuardia High School for the Performing Arts in New York City, that was Anice Reno with her take on Daydream off the 2021 CD, her debut, Sings Ellington and Strayhorn. Born in Geneva, Switzerland, since a very young age, she has been artistically active and involved in the performing arts since she was 8. After winning the 2016 Forte International Competition's Platinum Award at Carnegie Hall, she won second place at the Michael Feinstein's Great American Songbook Academy Competition in Carmel, Indiana. That was in the summer of 2018. And first place at the Mabel Mercer Foundation Competition in New York in March of 2019. This all culminated during the pandemic in the fall of 2020 when she was presented with the Julie Wilson Award. In a world hard to find your place, she found it in jazz and the idols that fueled her desire to sing. We talked to her here at the show, and she opened up about who she really thinks she is.
What I am at my core is a storyteller, because that's all that really matters. And that's why composers like Ellington and Strayhorn are able to make people like me and so many other people feel understood, because it's all about the story. It's not all about the fancy stuff, even though it can feel like that sometimes.
This is an old soul that is bound to have a long and fruitful run. On this debut CD, she is joined by the Emmett Cohen Trio and is firmly found in the top 10 of iTunes Top 40 U.S. Jazz albums, and she's going to remain there for each successive release, if not better. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of quality singers like Deborah Brown, Ebony Fondren, and the great Ida Macbeth, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready with yet another hour of golden jazz. One of the dream shows that Anise has in her fictional time machine wish list is to catch Sinatra, the great Frank Sinatra, in action. And as we listen to Shake Down the Stars, she explains eloquently.
Definitely Frank Sinatra, because what I have heard about the way that he performed, I mean, of course, you can listen to his recordings, you can watch the videos, but I've heard that every performer in his audience somehow felt as though he was singing only to them. He just had that kind of magic on stage. And I would love to see that in person, to talk to him about that.
The stars, pull down the clouds, turn off the moon, do it soon. I can't enjoy this night without you. Shake down the stars, dry up the streams, stop all my dreams, cut off the breeze, do it please. I never thought I'd cry about you. Shake down the stars. I gave you my arms, my lips, my heart, my love, my life, my all. But the best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. Crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now. I know I cannot live without you. Shake down the stars. Thank you.
Hello, this is Curtis Andrews. I'm here in Vancouver, BC, Canada. I am a drummer, mridangam player, percussionist, and you're listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
That was Canadian bass percussionist, composer, and teacher Curtis Andrews with the tune Cobla off the 2021 CD Speaking Hands. He creates music that is influenced heavily by his many years of experience with West African, South Indian, and jazz traditions. But his music transcends categorization. He has toured and recorded nationally and even internationally with dozens of artists from across Canada in a myriad of styles. And a theme here has been dream shows from these artists, and Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie would be his. A good dose of Bird and Diz comes your way with the tune Pennies from Heaven, their take on it, as Curtis explains during a recent interview with Neon Jazz.
I'd like to go back and hear, like, Charlie Parker when he was in his, I'm not going to say his prime, but when him and Dizzy Gillespie and those cats, when they were really shaping bebop. And I'd like to go and, like, see the reaction on people's faces when they started bringing this stuff out, because it was a game changer, right? It totally shifted the ground about what's possible.
I'm a jazz guitarist from Akron, Ohio. I am delighted to be on Neon Jazz. Thank you so much for having me. Please tune in. This is a very important show. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
That was the jazz guitarist originally from Akron, Ohio, Dan Wilson, with the tune Born to Lose off his 2021 CD, Vessels of Wood and Earth. He spent the majority of his youth within the church community, where his musical path began. Traces of his major guitar influences come from West Montgomery, Charlie Christian, Joe Pass, and the great George Benson, and they helped him find his music identity, which includes quite a bit, from gospel and blues to traditional jazz, hip-hop, and horn players. And over the years, he's had some great exposure with some heavy cats, and during an interview with the show, he talked about one in particular, star drummer Jeff Tame Watts. And as we listen to the tune, Stevie and Rio off his 2002 CD, Bar Talk, listen to him explain.
Thankfully, Tame has a really, like, tearful personality. He's always laughing and joking. So it makes you kind of loosen up, right? Because it's go time. As soon as you count it off, it's no holds barred, you know, so...
My name is Kilian Kemmer from Germany. I play piano, and I'm very happy to be today the guest of the interview with Joe.
That was the 40-year-old German pianist Kilian Kemmer, joined by his trio with the 2021 tune, It Don't Mean a Thing. He plays and writes music as the balance for his other life. He has a doctorate in philosophy and is now employed in a human resources department at a very large company. But his music has never played a subordinate role in his life, and when we talked to him from his home recently, he opened up about his disdain for our modern ways.
I really hate this conference calls on Zoom and Teams and whatever, and these digital concerts. It's like it's such a difference to be in the same room and to share your what you really love with people in the same room. This is so great.
From a jazz singer that just reached out to the show, here's the great Mara Kay, born and raised in Brooklyn, now based in L.A. Here's her debut single, It Had to Be You, featuring piano legend Carl Sonny Leland.
To be you, it had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true. Just to be sad, thinking of you. see might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you.
What's up? This is Brooklyn-born, Los Angeles-based jazz singer Marikay, and you're listening to me right here.
I was the one, I who could pull in all the stars above, lay them on your feet, and I gave you my love. You are the one who got me started. You could have let me love anyone, but I only wanted you. So why did you make me cry? Why didn't you come get me one last time? You'll always know the reason why. We could have had the moon and the sky. You'll always know the reason why this love ain't gonna let you go. You lay me down and left me for the lions a long, long time ago. You left me there dying, but you'll never let me go. The song you heard will stay on your mind. It ain't gonna let you go, no, no. 'Cause you were the moon and I the endless sky.
That was vocalist Bill Kwan with the tune The Moon and the Sky off his 2021 CD, No Ordinary Love. He does turn up the quiet with his fifth album as the San Francisco singer delves into the songbook of Sade. Along with the jazz, he is a dermatologist with a solo practice in San Francisco, and over the years he has honed his craft at many of the Bay Area's leading jazz venues. And one of the major influences on his life is the First Lady of Song. And as we hear Ella Fitzgerald get into the tune, Lady Be Good Live, Bill has some great thoughts on her Hollywood Bowl run.
Probably the most important, actually a couple important singers. Probably Ella Fitzgerald, who was still performing when I was, you know, high school, college. And so every time she performed at the Hollywood Bowl, I would go see her. And I was fortunate enough to see her the last time she performed there. She was very impactful on me. Whenever I'm learning a standard, I always go back and listen to her just to get an idea of her interpretation of it.
I'll never build you. this is Sam Brasher. I'm an alto saxophonist from London, England. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, coming out of Kansas City. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was the uber-talented London-based alto saxophonist Sam Brasher with the tune For Regulars Only off his 2021 CD, Dance Little Lady, Dance Little Man. And a major influence on his career was seeing the three-time Grammy Award winner, instrumentalist, composer, and much more, Mr. Branford Marsalis. And as we get into the song, Roused About off his 1993 CD, Bloomington, listen to Sam talk about it a bit.
I remember seeing Branford Marsalis in the Norwich Festival. Norwich is the main city in Norfolk. That was probably an early jazz gig. That was really inspiring when I was quite young.
Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a big influence on radio broadcasters all over the place, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Man in the mic.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's up. We love to hear from you out there in radio land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support the arts, see live jazz, and please enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.